Each day I'll do
a golden deed.
A golden deed.
By helping those who are in need.
Who are in need.
My life on earth is but a span.
Is but a span.
And so I'll do
the best I can.
Life's evening song.
That I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
We continue our study today of the fruits of the Spirit from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Today our study brings us to the word goodness. All of the things in which we have studied are not things that we can produce on our own. In fact, the only things we can produce on our own are mentioned in verses 19 through 21, the deeds of the flesh. But it is the Spirit that produces these fruits within us. And today we examine the fruit of the Spirit is goodness.
While going down
life's weary road,
I'll try and live
some traveler's load.
I'll try and turn
the night to day.
Make flowers bloom
along the way.
Life's evening song.
To meet the deed that I have done.
Where there will be no setting sun.
Again, we continue our study of the fruits of the Spirit, and our lesson today brings us to goodness. And as we mentioned in the introduction, all of these things that we're studying, they cannot be achieved on our own. We have to have God to be able to produce these types of fruit. But I also want you to understand that they are not works of the Spirit. They are fruits of the Spirit. And so the Spirit produces this fruit within us. It's not something that he is going to do on his own. And certainly he can produce these fruits on his own, but he wants us to produce them. He wants to produce them in us or through us. And so he's working through us to produce these fruits, but he can produce them on his own. We cannot. We need him to help us produce these fruits. And I want to examine today the fruit of the Spirit being goodness. And I just want to look at some good things that we need to have in different areas of our life. The first thing that I want us to discuss this morning or today is a good disposition. Now, I believe that this is better than just a good mood, right? Moods come and go. They change much like the weather changes. But a disposition is really part of our personality. And disposition is defined as the tendency of something to act in a certain manner under given circumstances. And that's from Webster's Dictionary. And so what we need to have as Christians, or at least people trying to do what God wants us to do, is have a good disposition. That our tendency toward how we act or what we say and what we do, our tendency is to be good. Are we going to make mistakes? Of course. But a good disposition is someone that people can count on to have a good disposition. And again, that will affect our mood at times, but it does not always, you know, it's not always one and the same. Let's look at Acts chapter 13 and verse 22. And after he had removed him, speaking of Saul, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all of my will. And so we find that it's spoken of David that he was a man after God's own heart. Did David make mistakes? Did David falter? Did David fall? Of course he did. But his general disposition was one that God says he was a man after my heart. That was his disposition. And certainly we read of David and we read of his mistakes and we read of all of the things that he could have absolutely done better. But it was a good disposition that David had. And I think a good disposition makes us easy to live with. It makes us approachable to outsiders, those who may not be children of God, and even those within the church. And I've heard people oftentimes talk about preachers and say, you know, how well I would have asked him a question, but he just seems so unapproachable. And I hope, and my hope and prayer has always been that I never give anyone the idea that I am unapproachable. I hope that my disposition is always good enough to where people trust that they can come up. Now, again, that doesn't mean that I'm never in a bad mood or anything like that. Certainly I make mistakes. Certainly I can get in funks and, you know, have a bad mood occasionally. But hopefully the tendency is that we have a good enough disposition that people, you know, makes us easy to live with. It makes us approachable to people. It allows us to show all of the other fruits of the Spirit that we've looked at, love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness in our life. And so as Christians, I would encourage us to have a good disposition as we walk through life, that it's the tendency that we have, that we are approachable, that people can, you know, come to us and talk to us. I also think to go along with that, we need to have a good attitude. Once our disposition is good, once we have a good tendency, then we need to start working on our attitude. And they coincide for sure, but it's slightly different than a disposition. And so I think of it in this way. Our disposition would show us maybe to be approachable. That person looks approachable. But now, how do we react when somebody approaches us? If somebody comes to us and says, this person looks approachable, I'm going to come, you know, to them with something that may be something difficult to hear. You know, maybe we have made a mistake and maybe we've got some things to work on and somebody is trying to approach us with that and we look approachable. And they come to us and then, you know, when they say what they have to say, you know, we snap back or, you know, bite back, that would be our attitude. And so there is certainly a slight difference, but they do absolutely coincide. You know, I think we look at Jesus being somebody who absolutely was approachable, but also had a good attitude when someone did approach him. In Matthew chapter 9, starting in verse 9, it says, and Jesus passed on from there. He saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him. And it happened that as he was reclining at the table in the house, many tax gatherers and sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, why is your teacher eating with the tax gatherers and sinners? But when he heard this, he said, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. So not only was he approachable to the tax collectors, to the sinners, but he also had a good attitude toward them. And I think we find that all throughout Jesus's life. And in fact, in John chapter 3, we find a man named Nicodemus coming to him and feeling comfortable enough not only to approach him, but to ask him some questions. And Jesus does not just, you know, shut him off and, you know, say, you've got a lot of work to do or anything like that. He teaches him while he's there. So ask yourself this question. Can people, whether that's family members, friends, coworkers, brothers and sisters in Christ, can they come to you? And when they do, what do they receive? Do we need to work maybe on our attitude a little bit? You know, we maybe look approachable, but when people start talking to us, maybe they find out we're not as approachable as maybe we should be. You know, what is that to you? You know, how do you need to work on your attitude? Do you need a better attitude at home, at church, at work, wherever you may find yourself? And finally, I want us to look at having a desire for good works, or having a good desire for works. I think the prior two that we've looked at, our disposition, our attitude, maybe is a little more passive, that people are looking to us and approaching us. This one kind of speaks more to the offensive, you know, the offense. Are we desiring, are we seeking good works? Now, good works will never, ever earn us our salvation. And hopefully we understand that, and we're not going to take a lot of time to dig into that. We are certainly saved by grace through faith, and we cannot go to heaven on our own. However, we do need good works for evidence of a new life. And it's explained in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship. Just right after he says, you're saved by faith, or saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. But then he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so all of those verses, all of those meanings there tell us that there's a lot of good that we need to do in our life. Are we seizing the opportunities when they come? And maybe more importantly, are we creating the opportunities to do good to others? Are we visiting? Are we giving? Are we comforting? Are we bearing one another's burdens? How have we helped someone today? Have we sought out good works? And I would encourage you to do that throughout your day today. So until next time, I encourage you to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, goodness.
Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again.